الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رضا الرب في رضا الوالد وسخط الرب في سخط الوالد أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم عتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين Respected elders, brothers, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the day of Jummah, which has many etiquettes. And one of the etiquette is there is an hour, a minute, a second in the day of Jummah when the du'as are accepted. So we must show gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He can give us more days of Jummah in our life. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ This is the principle of Allah. Whenever a person he shows gratitude, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the bounties. And if a person does not show gratitude, Allah takes away the bounties. And it doesn't take time for him to take the bounties away. So many Muslims, they used to live in Uganda, in Kenya, overnight they became pauper. They had to run away from the country because they did not show gratitude. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a story in the Quran as well. A township who did not show gratitude, Allah took away everything. So today we have these bounties here, lot of bounties. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you start counting the bounties which Allah has given us to all the humanity, but especially for people who are living in Europe, you don't have to travel 1 mile to get a glass of water. It's in your house, you just open the tap and you give the water. When you buy the meat, it's clean. In other countries, when you buy the meat, you have to clean it. You have to take the fat out. So many bounties, if you start counting them. People in poor countries, they have to light the firewood. The smoke goes in the eyes. Our sisters, they cook the food. It takes a long time. Here you just click the cooker and the fire is there. So this is a bounty. Have we ever thought about these bounties? Eh? You want to have a bath, you just open the tap, the shower, and the hot water starts running. In the poor countries, they have to warm the water, little water in the pot of water, in the pot. And then they mix it with the cold water, make it mild, and they have a bath. We never think about these bounties. So the day of Juma is also a big bounty. Duas are accepted, but duas not for everyone. There are some amongst us who don't respect the parents. The duas are not accepted. As I mentioned in the last Juma, Allah has given us a thermometer to check our blood pressure. We got a machine to check our diabetes. We got a machine to check the heartbeats, ECG, to check whether a person has got cancer. We got all the test machines. Now for us to check whether my Allah, my Creator, is happy with me. Allah has given us a thermometer. And that thermometer is in everybody's house, father and mother. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Rizal Rabbi, fi Rizal Walid. Just look at your father, is he happy with you? If the father is happy with you, it means your Creator is happy with you. That is the thermometer. But today, having all these bounties, our children have gone on the wrong path. As I mentioned last week, I analyzed with the students in the madrasa. 70% of the students, they say, we don't respect the parents. The children are saying it. I asked the children, one to one. And they said, sometimes we listen, sometimes we don't listen. So I asked, how many times you listen out of 100? He says, 5 times, 95 times, 90 times. We don't listen to those children. So this is a great loss. My father used to say, in this country, you will get the pound, but you will lose your children. He used to say this. You'll get the pound, no problem. You'll get a good house, a good car, a good job, good clothes, good food. But at the end of the day, you are going to lose the generation. And our generation is totally out of the track. We cannot hide it, including me. The children are not listening. And that is because there is no tarbiyah. I mentioned the story about the cats and the rats. The tarbiyah is very important. There is no tarbiyah. You see at the children, when we have some Eid party in the madrasa, the way they eat, when the food is placed, wallahi, they don't even know how to eat. The parents hasn't taught them how to eat. Parents doesn't teach them how to do the istinja. Because we check when they go to the toilet, they just stand up and they just come out from the toilet. How did they do the istinja? It is the duty of the parents. Otherwise, the consequences are very great after death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be asking us whether did we do the tarbiyah of the children or not. This is a bounty from Allah. So when a bounty is there, when a diamond is there, you have to protect and save the diamond. So did you do the tarbiyah? Allah is not going to ask, did you give him good clothes? That is part of the life. He will get it. But the tarbiyah is very important. And if we don't teach them how to respect the elders, how to respect the parents, and amongst us also there are many old people who doesn't respect the parents. It's not only the young generation. There are so many cases. Once I was going after Isha Namaz from Medina Masjid. It was a Sunday. About 11 o'clock. I saw a lady sitting, Muslim lady, on the footpath. And I recognized her, who she is. I said, Assalamu alaikum. Then I went home. My wife was alive at that time. So I said to my wife, so-and-so, auntie, I saw her, she's sitting on the footpath. I don't know what the problem is, it is 11 o'clock, it was summertime. Can you come with me and ask her what the problem is, why she is sitting on the footpath? So my wife straight away, she stood up and we went. She said, my son has thrown me out of the house. It's at night, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. The house belongs to the lady. But the husband has died. The Gujarati lady. Gujarati koi farishta nahi hai. Ye jo mahol hai nahi. You know, the environment in this country will change every of us. No matter how good we are from back home. It's that wind. So father has died, mother is alone. House belongs to the father. तो कोई बहू के साथ कुछ झगड़ा हुआ होगा समथिंग हैव हैपन विद द डॉटर इन लॉ सो द सन टुक द साइड ऑफ द वाइफ एंड टेल हर मॉम गेट आउट फ्रॉम द हाउस नाउ शी इज सिटिंग ऑन द फुटपाथ इज 11 o'clock एट नाइट शी इज अ ओल्ड लेडी माय वाइफ सेड आंटी कम ऑन टू माय हाउस माय हस्बैंड विल सॉर्ट द मैटर टुमारो मॉर्निंग विद योर सन. So this is the situation. Now for children like this, who doesn't respect the mother, the consequences is very tough at the time of death. Hazrat Alqama radiallahu ta'ala, no, he is a companion of the Prophet, Sahabi. And you know what a Sahabi is? What a companion is? Kadnujum. They are like the glittering stars. فَبِأَيِّهِ مُقْتَدَيْتُمْ إِهْتَدَيْتُمْ The hadith says that whoever follows even one sahabi, it is enough for his salvation in this world, in the life era. Now he is about to die. And he's a sahabi. I'm not talking about a normal person, a sahabi, a companion. So the Sahaba, they are trying to talqin the kalima. This is the talim of Islam. When a person is about to die, lakkinu bi mautakum la ilaha illallah. You should do the talqin. Now in the talqin also there are some usuls. You don't force the person who is dying to read the kalima. You don't force him. You read the kalima, if there is any flame of iman in his heart, he will catch it up. He will say the kalima. And a person who dies on the shahada, he will enter the Jannah, as the hadith says. Man qala akhiru kalimatullah ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. But the state of the Muslims has become so weak at the moment. One surgeon, he writes an article in the newspaper. I read it a couple of years ago. He says that, I saw 400 people dying in front of me in the whole year. He carries out operations together with the partnership of the consultant. The consultant, he makes the case, then he passes to the surgeon. Surgeon carries out the operation. But he comes after the operation to check whether his operation has become successful or not. So he says, 400 people died in front of me. And hardly I heard, and 400 Muslims, he's a Muslim doctor, he's talking about Muslims. 400 Muslims died. And hardly I heard 10 people uttering the words of Shahada at the time of death. But mushkil maine 10 aadmi ko dekha ke unhone kalma padha. Because the tongue will be locked. And that will be locked, which is linked with our amals. And one of the most important amal is the respect of the parents. So the Sahaba, they started doing talqin. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Alqama radiallahu ta'ala. No, he can't read the kalima, it's locked. So someone stood up and he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the situation. Alqama is about to die and we are doing the talqin, but he can't utter the words of the Shahada. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired, are his parents alive? What did he ask? Are his parents alive? He says, yes, his father has passed away, but his mom is alive. He said, take me to his mom. He goes to his mom and says, how is your son Alqama? He says, yeah, he's good. He's a good person. He does salat. But there is one defect in him. What is the defect? He always takes the side of his wife. Always he takes the side of his wife and he hurts me a lot. He never listens to me. Aaj hi environment is the same. Jodo ka gulam sab ban jate hain. I start thinking sometimes the old people, they become Joru ka gulam. Old people. Because they are all Joru ka gulam. He doesn't listen to me. He always takes the side of the wife. Always. He says, forgive him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is now asking her to forgive him. He is about to die. If you can forgive him, it's better. He said, no, no, how can I forgive him? He has hurt me so much throughout the life. Main kaise isko maaf kar sakta hu? Ye to koi imkan hi nahi. She's not listening. She's an old lady. You know, when we become old, memory gets weak. That is why after Salat, you must always read, the ulama has written, Ya Kaviyo. Ye jo dementia hai ni. I met a person yesterday, 2 days ago in the graveyard. A person whom I saw in his young age, Jaho Jalali. I felt pity on him day before yesterday. His memory is going. Ulama says, read Ya Kaviyo. And Mawlana Zakariya, my Ustad Rahmatullah, he used to say, Sheikh Sahib, Sekul Hadith Sahib, that if you want to develop your memory, in one of the majlis he said, there are two things you have to do. One, protect your gaze. Don't look at the women, number one. When you go in the toilet, don't look at your private parts. That will strengthen your memory. So these two things, don't look at Gair Mahram, don't look at your private parts. So, when a person is old, वो चिरचिरा तबीयत उसकी चिरचिराहट आ जाती है. A person is old, he doesn't listen. His attitude is very arrogant. It becomes to everyone. We will get old, it will be, happen to us as well. That is why the Quran mein Allah Ta'ala says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ إِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ فَأَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If one of the parent or both of them, they reach the old age. See, Allah is mentioning about the old age. Why? Because that is أَرْزَلِي الْأُمُرُ لِكَ إِلَاهِ أَلَّمَ بَعْدَ إِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. It is the old age is like small children. The memory goes. Ye jo dementia kehte hai ni? Allah is mentioning in the Quran. Arzalil umur. May Allah protect all of us. But if you connect yourself with the Quran and the Hadith, inshallah Allah will protect it. Allah will not make you go in that stage. And we see a lot of people, you won't believe what they were in the young age and what they are in the old age. So this is also a bounty of Allah. So the woman said, the mother said, no. The Prophet said, you will not forgive. She said, no, I will not forgive. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told the Sahaba to light a fire, gather firewood and light a fire. And they say, when the fire is ready, bring Alqama and throw him in the fire. Look at the wisdom of the Prophet ﷺ. As soon as he mentioned this, the mother said, you will throw my son Alqama in the fire? He said, yes. Then he said, if you are not happy by throwing your son Alqama in this fire, what about the fire which is so hot, the fire of hell? If you don't forgive and he dies without kalima, he will go in Jahannam. Now the Prophet ﷺ is talking about the Sahabi. He's not talking about Imam Yusuf or ordinary person of this time. He's talking about the companion. He's a Sahabi. It's a great, great status to be a Sahabi. So she said, okay, I have forgiven. Now the Sahabi says, the narrator says, when we reached Alqama, we saw the kalima was on the tongue of Alqama radiallahu ta'ala. He was reading, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So the respect of the parents is so important that if a person becomes disrespectful towards his parents, the consequences will be, it is a cash deal. There is no credit. Cash deal. For every guna, there is a credit. You'll be punished in the hereafter. But any person who disrespects his parents, the cash deal is, he will get cash punishment before death. Cash punishment. And one of the punishment is at the time of death. He will not be able to utter the words of the Shahada. So my brothers, parents are a big bounty. Make them happy. Make them happy. Whatever they ask for, give it to them. Why you will make them to ask to you? Yeah? Without asking, give it to them. And all our salaf, who became great like Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. He is a narrator of 5,374 hadiths. Okay, 5,374 hadiths. He is a narrator. And if you see in the ahadith, the chapter of Tawafi, you know the last, Hajjatul Wida, there is no hadith narrated by Abu Huraira. 5,374 hadiths, he is the narrator of 5,374 hadiths. But when you see the chapter of Hajjatul Wida, the Hajj the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed, there is no hadith narrated by Abu Huraira. So what was the reason? Because his mom was very old. So he stayed back, he didn't join the Hajjatul Wida to look after his mom. That is why there is no hadith from him regarding Hajjatul Wida. And he used to look after his mom. And the beauty is, whenever he entered the house, maybe one time, five times, eight times, 10 times, 20 times, the words he used is that, Assalamu alayki ummatahu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This was the salam he used to do to his mother every time he entered the house. And the mother used to reply, Wa alayka salam ya bunayya wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this was the salam. Now let us look at our lives. When we enter the house, do we do salam to our mom or dad? And he is a narrator of so many ahadith, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he used to give dua to his mom, Rahimakillah kama rabbaitani saghira. May Allah bless you as you looked after me when I was a small boy. And that is what Allah is saying, وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. We should make this dua. Oh Allah, give mercy on them. Look after them as they looked after me when I was a young boy. And then in reply she used to say, رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ كَمَا بَرَرْنِي كَبِيرًا. When I became old, O son, you have looked after me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless you, O my son. This was the dua of Imam of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. And there is another Imam, his name is Muhammad bin Al-Munqadir rahmatullahi alayhi. When you look at Bukhari hadith and you see the narrators, his name also comes in the narrations, Muhammad bin Al-Munqadir. He used to make the khidmat of his mom. In what way? He used to lie down on the floor, put his cheek on the floor, and he used to ask his mom, put your foot on my other cheek. So he used to lie down on the floor, his cheek is on the floor, and his mom's foot is on his cheek. And then he used to massage her whole night. And he had a brother whose name was Umar. The other brother, he used to stay in Nawafil the whole night. In Nawafil. So he says, Bata Umara, who is Akahu, Yusalli. The brother Umar used to pass his whole night in doing salah, optional salah. And he says, Wabittu Agmizu Rijli Ummi. And I used to massage my mom's feet whole night. But he says that never in life I wished that I would be at the place of Umar. Why? Because the khidmat I was doing was better than the lifetime Nawafil Salat. وَمَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ لَيْلَتِي بِلَيْلَتِهِ. And Imam Zainul Abidin, when he used to feed his mom, Ali ibn Hassan, which is called Zainul Abidin. He used to feed his mom. He never used to eat with her mom. He used to sit there and feed her. Somebody asked him, you sit down with your mom and you never eat even one morsel, you don't put in your mouth. What is the reason? He says, I don't eat because maybe the food is placed and maybe the gaze of my mom has fallen on a certain part of the morsel. So I don't want to take that morsel and put in my mouth. यानी मेरी माँ की नजर किसी खाने के ऊपर पड़ी हो और वो चाहती हो कि मैं वो पीस को खाऊं और मैंने उसको उठा लिया मुंह के अंदर डाल दिया. सो आई काउंट इट एज द नाफरमानी ऑफ द मम. दैट इज व्हाई आई फीड माय मम फर्स्ट एंड आफ्टर दैट आई ईट. एंड देयर इज अनदर मुहद्दिस हयवा इब्ने सुरेह रहमतुल्लाह अलैह. ही वाज अ ग्रेट मुहद्दिस. ही यूज्ड टू गिव दर्स इन द मस्जिद. So whenever his mom used to say, go and feed the chicken, he left the sabak, he left the talk, he left the hadith, he went, he fed the chicken, he came back and then he started his hadith. So this is how the big people, they became big in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They looked after their parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we look also after our parents, those who are alive. And it is the quality of the prophets. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ regarding Yahya alayhi salam. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ regarding Isa alayhi salam. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِ that they were all in the khidmat. They were doing, they had very good terms with their mother and parents. This is the quality of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam. And look at the quality of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says that I wish that my mom would be alive. She passed at the age of 6. But I wish my mom would be alive and I would start my Isha Salat, Allahu Akbar. And my mom would say, Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad. And I would break my Salat and go in the khidmat of my mom. So that is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing, the status of a mom. And the hadith says that they are your jannat and they are your jahannam. If you look after them, they will be a source of jannat. And if you don't respect them, they will be a source of jahannam. And the duas we should do is Rabbi kfil hamhuma kama rabbayani sagira. Rabbana kfil li wa li walidayya وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. نوح علیہ السلام میں دعا, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. So my young brothers who are here, be respectful to your parents. Make their khidmat, look after them. When you were young, they looked after you. When you were a small baby, you wet yourself, your mom, she woke up and she dried you and she gave you a fresh nappy. When you were young, she brought her to the nursery, then came to pick you up to madrasa, dropped and then pick you up. And she washed your clothes, she prepared food for you. So now when they become old, it is your duty that you have to pay everything what they have done for you. And if your parents are not alive, make dua for them. Do sadqa jariya for them. Isale sawab for them. Go to their graves. Visit them. Make dua for them. And their friends are alive. Their relatives are alive. Look after them. This is your duty. Inshallah, if you do it this way, even if you were not good at the time when they were alive, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. May Allah give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.